Hey, if you love these C.S. Lewis books, remember The Lion, The Witch and the Wardrobe that launched the Narnia series?
Yes.
I haven't read them for like 20 years.
Yeah, me too. I think I read the first one as a kid, but then no others.
Yeah, in school, in religion, we actually went through the entire book, Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe, and then I realised there's a whole backstory and a Prince Caspian and the Voyage of the Dawn Trader and all that sort of stuff mm-hmm. that became movies. Well, apparently the Noosa Church in Yamundi Road, Noosaville, are putting on The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe on a couple of dates, 14th, 15th of August this year.
Mm-hmm.
So have a look at that way.
Well, that's not too far away.
Yeah, I love this. They've put a little poster out and they call it Yahweh Power. Yahweh Power.
Okay.
I haven't heard Yahweh mentioned since I was in church last Sunday when we were singing this. We'd be
what
singing this.
What is Yahweh Power?
Well, Yahweh is the name the Jews gave God. That's how they refer to it in their scripture.
I've never heard that.
No, you probably wouldn't have in your Mormon faith.
No,
but
no.
Yeah, that's what we used to. The Catholics sing that most Sundays when you're going up for Holy Communion. I love it. It's a great hymn.
Okay.
It's a great hymn to get you along. I know, we're talking hymns
still,
this morning.
Do you still sing hymns in your downtime?
Yes, there's that one. There's El Shaddai that Amy Grant does.
So do you walk around the house singing hymns?
Yeah, I do.
I
have a couple on my Spotify account.
Wow. what's on your Spotify that you weren't expecting?
No, exactly. That'd be a good question, wouldn't it? But only because having gone through the priesthood training, we used to do a lot of that singing in the seminary. So a lot of those songs remind me of where I was at the time and they actually bring me comfort and joy. And, you know, maybe every 18 months when I pop into church, I sort of remember the words. But what they do now...
Do you still go to church?
If I feel like it, maybe once every 18 months or so.
Wow.
You know,
and what would make you go to church?
Feeling down, maybe just need a bit of a pick-me-up or you need a bit of Bible bashing from the preacher about, you know, where your life's going.
I find that so interesting because obviously we both grew up religiously, but I haven't been to church, you know, since my 20s when they turfed me out. But, I just find it interesting because I think, well, if you're going to go back because it makes you feel good, why don't you just go back permanently?
No, I can't handle getting up 9 o'clock every Sunday.
Oh,
I
so
like
is it a laziness thing? So you're
totally.
Too lazy for God.
Totally.